Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
This is Claude from The Cannonball. If you're like me, and I know I am, you're more or less a Luddite, extraordinarily averse to most things technological, confused and bewildered by each minute addition to the most up-to-date microwave, longing for the days when the VCR clock would just repeatedly blink 12 over and over, because that at least was a definitive signifier of what you didn't know, knowing yourself now forever trapped in an increasingly overwhelming world where the most up-to-date advancements from 5 years ago, a safe lifetime if we were talking telephones in the 80s, will crumble and crack into obsolescence. An obsolescence echoed by your own innate epistemological obsolescence as the world goes Ptolemaic to Einsteinian faster than the Ferrari of a 14-year-old's dreams gets its groove completely on a long stretch of empty highway. And each new miraculous step forward into the realm of the godlike out of the human leaves you shaken and longing for a shack in the woods and the rough simplicity of a cold draft, for these are no flatterers. And yet, however averse to the world of gizmos, gadgetry, and circuit-laden gremlins, you're probably still a little curious about that gleaming Silicon Valley dream, if only from a history perspective, if only to know the beast in order to meet it head-on. Well, friend, you're in luck. Wondery is putting out a podcast, American Innovations, hosted by science author Stephen Johnson, and focusing on the history of American tech. You're being treated now to the first episode in their series on artificial intelligence. I don't know if it ends with Skynet. I guess we'll have to stay tuned. In any case, American Innovations is tracking the thinkers who've been trying since the beginning to put human intelligence into a machine. Check it out and keep thinking about the ontological, epistemological challenges it poses while you huddle in your firelit shack, gathering rations and waiting for the machines eventually to find you. And if you got a second, rate and review us on iTunes and check out the blog at thecannonballpodcast.wordpress.com. Thanks a lot. Good luck.
It's June 1, 2010, in Los Angeles, California. A swanky resort beside the Pacific Ocean with lush green lawns and swaying palm trees. Inside the luxurious main hotel building, Steve Jobs, the co-founder and CEO of Apple, is on stage at the Wall Street Journal's All Things Digital Conference, a select gathering of the tech industry's top CEOs and executives. He's wearing his trademark faded Levi's and a black polo neck shirt. He's sitting in a cherry red executive chair across from two famous tech journalists, the Wall Street Journal's Walt Mossberg and Kara Swisher. Swisher starts with a question to Jobs. How do you feel about your relationship with Google? Eric Schmidt, their CEO, was on your board. Well, they decided to compete with us. We didn't go into the search business. The conversation is friendly, but the journalists are trying to get Jobs to reveal his plans and strategy at Apple, particularly how he feels about Google recently entering the smartphone market. You just woke up one morning and discovered they were competing with you? Yeah. Did he call you? No, they started competing with us and got more and more serious. Do you feel betrayed? My sex life is pretty good. How's yours? Mossberg gets it. Jobs considers his plans to fight Google off limits. So the journalist tries a different tactic, asking Jobs about a startup Apple bought a month before. Last year at this conference, we had a small search startup called Siri. Yeah, well, I don't know if I would call Siri a search company. You now own them, right? Yeah. There was lots of expectation, and this company is in the search area. No, they're not in the search area. They're in the AI area. Jobs goes suddenly quiet. AI, artificial intelligence. You bought them for their engineers and their patents and their knowledge about AI. Mm-hmm. That mm-hmm is Jobs' way of saying he's said all he's willing to say. We like what they do a lot. And that is that. The conversation moves on. Jobs could have explained that he'd paid more than $200 million to buy Siri, or that it had spun out of a Pentagon artificial intelligence research program that was the largest AI project in the history of the United States. Jobs might have shared that his plans for Siri would deliver on a concept developed at Apple 25 years earlier, a concept that would redefine how we interact with computers. But he never spoke in any detail about Siri in public ever again. 16 months later, Scott Forstall, an Apple senior VP, unveils that little thing Mossberg called a search device. It's the beta version of Siri, incorporated into their iPhone 4S. He begins by asking Siri the weather forecast. Apple employees and journalists packing the auditorium marvel as Siri quickly returns an accurate response. But then Forstall throws Siri a curveball, a conceptual question. Siri, do I need a raincoat today?
I don't believe it's raining.
Not only did it understand the words I said, it understands the meaning. He demonstrates how Siri can set an alarm, find nearby restaurants, schedule meetings, answer text messages, and even crack a joke. Who are you?
I'm Siri, your virtual assistant.
One chair is empty, reserved for the visionary behind AI and a phone. He's 13 miles away, so sick he can't get out of bed. The day after Apple reveals Siri to the world, Steve Jobs dies at home, surrounded by his family. Apple's founder will never see how Siri and other software like Amazon's Alexa and Google Assistant will drive millions of people to talk to their machines like they're talking to a friend. And have those machines talk back. American Innovations is pleased to have ZipRecruiter as its presenting sponsor. Hiring is challenging, but there's one place you can go where hiring is simple, fast, and smart. A place where growing businesses connect to qualified candidates. That place is ZipRecruiter.com/AI. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards, but they don't stop there. With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. As applications come in, ZipRecruiter analyzes each one and spotlights the top candidates so you never miss a great match. It's so effective that 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/AI. That's ZipRecruiter.com/AI. And we invite you to stick around to the end of this episode to hear more about ZipRecruiter's innovations in hiring. From Wondery, I'm Stephen Johnson, and this is American Innovations. In this series, we look at some of the most important innovations of the past 100 years. From the personal computer to nuclear power, these innovations have totally changed the world and our lives. We're going to explore the people behind those innovations, their challenges, their mistakes, their accomplishments, and how their imaginative thinking and persistent efforts had an impact on every one of us in ways you may never have thought of. Siri, are you real?
I'm an assistant. That's all that matters.
Siri, are you human?
That's a rather personal question.
These next episodes are about the rise of artificial intelligence and the quest to breathe intellectual life into computers. This is episode 1 of Thinking Machines. Thanks to smartphones and apps like Apple's Siri and Amazon's Alexa, artificial intelligence is no longer just a futuristic device in sci-fi movies. And it's set to get much more powerful because technology companies and governments are investing heavily in making smarter machines. Machines that can reason, create, predict the future, even dream. Already today, we're seeing massive leaps in what is now being called machine learning. This is the idea that we don't just program machines with facts and numbers like we used to, but we program them to learn and evolve and grow from experience. That was just a preview of American Innovations. To listen to the rest of this episode and more, go find American Innovations on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening to this right now.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.